From the WLRN Miami Herald Studios, I'm Kelly Mitchell. It appears North Miami's mayor has now been charged with mortgage fraud. Federal agents have been searching since early this morning for Mayor Lucy Tondreau. Tondreau was not at her home when the FBI agents came knocking. She may have been out of town. Tondreau has been charged with other suspects in a criminal conspiracy case that will be unsealed after some of the defendants make their first appearances in federal court this afternoon. Foreclosure rates are down in the state, but Florida still leads the nation when it comes to families losing their homes, as Marva Hinton reports.
The research firm RealtyTrack reports that Florida had the highest foreclosure rate in the nation in April, with 1 in 400 homes in the state being bank-owned. That's despite the foreclosure rate being down 9% from April 2013. The problem is pretty widespread across the state. Among U.S. metro areas with more than 200,000 people, 11 of the 20 cities with the highest foreclosure rates were in Florida. The South Florida metro area came in third. The Orlando area topped the list. I'm Marva Hinton in Miami.
A trial over whether state lawmakers broke the law when drawing up new political maps is now underway. A coalition of groups contends that the state legislature in 2012 drew up new maps for congressional seats that violate standards adopted by voters. The lawsuit claims several districts, including the one held by U.S. Representative Corinne Brown in Jacksonville, were drawn in a way to help Republicans because legislators packed Brown's district with Democrats. Attorneys for the legislature called the allegations false. This is WLRN Miami Herald News. I'm Kelly Mitchell. Paul?